Hello and welcome to episode 252 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up soon, so send in any topic you want to that email, Sean at dailybrainwave.com, for a chance to be included on the show. Today we continue Joan of Arc Week by playing Dress Up. The story of Joan of Arc is inexorably linked to the fact that she dressed, quote, like a man, in order to lead the French army through military campaigns, and that her cross-dressing ways led to her downfall when, at her trial, Joan was convicted of heresy partially because she wore a man's outfit to the courtroom. It would be easy to conclude, therefore, that cross-dressing was strictly taboo in France in the 1400s. This is, for the most part, pretty well true. Men were men, women were women, and the two were not to wear each other's clothes. It even says so in the Bible, after all. There was a very important exception, though. Catholic theology and general practice allowed for women to dress as men when their lives were in danger, and they really had no other option. There are a couple of other stories and legends from this time besides Joan of women dressing up as men to get through a particularly tough spot, and they were not scorned for it. In fact, they were celebrated for it. In the context of Joan, she was meant to lead a band of soldiers into battle. This was a pretty life-threatening scenario, and if she didn't protect herself properly, she would have died. And so the dress like a man because your life depends on it clause was engaged. And so she was socially allowed to dress in the vestments of a warrior, since she was indeed going to war. It would also help her blend in a bit with the masses, making it tougher for her to be singled out by the English forces, though the fact that she carried a giant banner everywhere she went really didn't help with the whole camouflage thing. To aid in her manly appearance, she cut her hair very short, in a style that looked like she had taken a bowl and put it on her head, and then had the hairs around the bowl cut off. Sound familiar? The image of Joan has been pretty ubiquitous in European culture, for better or for worse. Since she was killed, then her bowl-cut style has come in and out of fashion over the past couple hundred years. Perhaps most famous recently during the ironically named British invasion of the Beatles. Their clean and trim bowl-cut image helped them gain traction in the USA. But if it was allowable for a woman to wear men's clothes in some situations, why then was Joan executed partially on the issue? Well, at that point of her trial, first of all, she had fallen somewhat out of public favor, at least amongst the people of power who could have done something to save her, so they were no longer politically motivated in looking past her dress code. But also, she was forced to wear men's clothing during the trial. Now, we'll cover some stories of that trial on Thursday, so I don't want to go into too much detail here, but apparently, the dress like a man because your life depends on it clause didn't extend to witchcraft hearings. Thank you for tuning in to episode 251 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week, to the email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue our look at Joan of Arc by asking, why would a bunch of battle-hardened French male soldiers follow a teenage girl into battle in the first place?